the record temperature for this date was set way back in 1961. It was 104 degrees. We're not there, but we are kind of close at 98. This heat can be especially threatening to people who are shut in or who can't afford places to go cool off. It's part of the reason why Salt Lake County Aging and Adult Services is providing a map of so-called cool zones where people can go to cool off. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline, Afton January, spokeswoman for Aging and Adult Services in Salt Lake County. You keeping cool today?
I certainly am. Thank you for asking. Yes.
You're in charge of making sure other people get a chance to be cool. Explain what a Salt Lake County cool zone actually is.
So a cool zone is a place where any person, any member of the public can come and at no cost to them enter an air-conditioned environment that will help them stay safe from a heat-related illness. So it's a place where you can come and hydrate, cool off, take a load off, and even access some of the county's great amenities that are available to the public.
What kind of places are these? Are these homes? Are they churches, schools? Where are the cool zones?
Sure. So our cool zones are all county government and municipal government facilities that are located all throughout Salt Lake County area. All of the county senior centers, recreation centers, and libraries offer an air-conditioned reprieve from the hot summer temperatures.
So I mentioned there was a map that shows where the cool zones are. How do people find this map?
Absolutely. So the map is located on the Salt Lake County Aging and Adult Services website. It's also available on the Salt Lake County Health Department website. We're very invested in making sure that everyone knows where they can go to cool off and stay safe. So anyone listening to this broadcast who wants to know where the closest cool zone is to them can visit saltlakecounty.org/aging and adult services to access that interactive map.
That's a lot to remember. You can just Google that sentence and you'll find them that way as well. What kind of problems are you seeing with the elderly in these temperatures this week?
You know, elderly folks have some unique challenges that go along with extreme temperatures, whether hot or cold. They're considered a more vulnerable population, along with folks who have chronic conditions and young children. So some of the issues that we run across for folks in hot temperatures like today are respiratory issues, heat-related illnesses like heat exhaustion. And so what we do to make sure that folks aren't succumbing to illness is to do extra safety checks when we're in folks' homes. So our Ride for Wellness and Meals on Wheels drivers and volunteers who are going into different elderly folks' homes every day to have a little extra conversation with them and make some observations about what the indoor environment is like.
Yeah, a lot of people are too proud to ask for help, so ask them if they need help. It's a good idea. Thanks
Absolutely.
So much.